I oversee a large group of women all over the United States who are trying to learn healthy living. So we have a humongous audience in the South. So when these billboards hit, the second I found out about them, I was outraged and saddened and just really, really touched by them.
Now, this being radio, we can't show the pictures on the air, of course, but we will link to the pictures of the billboards at WBAL.com. And the thing they all have in common is that they include photographs of overweight kids with messages about the importance of not being overweight. What's wrong with that?
Well, the messages, they're kind of shameful to them as children. I mean, we all know if you're an overweight child, which I was, I can tell you, I was a very overweight child. It's not like you don't know you're overweight. And the last thing you want things people to do is point it out to you because it's embarrassing, it's humiliating. And once people do, you kind of want to crawl in a hole and just hide for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So what these ads do is their intent is to target the parents, but they're actually targeting children. And as the children are seeing these billboards, what is it communicating to these children? Well, first of all, it's communicating to the children that are not overweight that there's something wrong with that fat kid in their class. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing is they're communicating to the child that is overweight that there's something wrong with you. There's something personally wrong with you that you should be ashamed of. And that's what we are very concerned with as parents.
Through the years, we've seen any number of so-called tough love campaigns where you sort of have to acknowledge what the problem is in the most basic of terms. And it seems to me that this does that particularly effectively.
It does that, but it's not effective in creating change. And if it is effective in creating change, it's a dangerous kind of change. Because here's the thing, Bill. Eating disorders under the age of 12 have gone up 119%. So much, in fact, that the American Academy of Pediatrics has warned doctors and said, be very careful when you analyze overweight children, putting them on quote-unquote diets. Because the rise in obesity has also created a rise in eating disorders. Because parents are going home and they're freaking out on their kids, and they're putting their kids on diets and stigmatizing their eating. And if you stigmatize a child's eating, you're creating a problem. What we really have to do is encourage the entire family to get more active and to eat more nutritiously, to eat better food. The food in Georgia, although it's delicious, it's not so good for you.
Have you had any indication that the folks behind this campaign are listening to your complaints and having any second thoughts?
Absolutely. I'm in direct communication with people at the Strong for Life campaign. I have been ever since I started up the Shame Movement, which is what we call it online. And I reached out to the Strong for Life campaign because I wanted them to be there to answer questions, and I wanted them to be part of the conversation, which they were. And since then, we have created a social media mom panel in Georgia where these moms are going to help the Strong for Life create additional ads for their second phase. I mean, this is only the first phase of their campaign. They've got like four or five phases to go. They got $50 million to spend. So this is going to be going on for 5 years. But I think that moms need to be at the table helping them create ads that do not hurt children.
Leah Segedy, you can find her on Twitter at Bookie Boo. That sounds like a whole nother interview. Thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thanks, Bill.